Okay, ready when you are?
Yeah.
Harry, are you going to take the England job? We need you.
Yeah, a lot of, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, it's fantastic to be considered for the job. You know, I think Capello's done a terrific job. You know, he's a funny looking bloke, but he's, you know, he's done all right. And, you know, I think it's, I blame the players, you know, and he looks, Capello, he's a good man. He's a quality manager. He's a good man. I think the thing about me, of course, is I'm far too moody. You know, I couldn't, I don't think the FA would entertain it, you know, me being the England manager. I think I'd suit too many things hanging over me, and you know, it doesn't really interest me anymore anyway. Football, I'm more into sort of I've got this thing about just, you know, like intricate embroidery and stuff I'm into now, you know, this sort of, yeah, it's a South American thing. I like, you know, give me some more stuff.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Gotta get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
There's really nothing to it.
Absolutely nothing to it.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
You gotta get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Get the ball and put it in the goal.
Do it, England, do it.
Come on, England.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to It Will Go to Penalties. You've just downloaded us again, the World Cup podcast that we've been broadcasting. Yeah, I've gone all northern now during World Cup, and it's good to have you on board. Yeah, I really like it. We're going to go very strange, but what I'm going to do, I tell you, hang on, something. It's a funny impression coming now. I don't know. Or is it Mick McCarthy? I don't know. You know, the thing about me, I can smell around corners. it's true, isn't it? The only manager, Mick McCarthy, the only manager in the Premiership who can smell around corners.
Oh,
okay,
God.
But you have to say it's Graham Taylor. That's what you have to say that. You know, I says, he says that as well. And David Pleat, slightly whining. Yeah, no, that's how he is, isn't he? Phil Cornwell here. We're doing It'll Go to Penalties. That's what you're listening to. And in the studio, we have Keith Dover.
Hello, Phil.
Hello, Keith.
Hello, mate.
Hello, give mate.
Put it there. Skin,
it's
yeah.
Really nice to see you, Keith.
You too, my friend. You too.
Even though you're from the dark side. But, you know, we've all got our crosses to bear, haven't we? Keith, as you may or may not know, if you listen to the Spurs show, you won't know this because you don't listen to the dark side.
They do.
They do.
Oh, yes, they do.
For a bit of a proper broadcast, you mean, yeah.
No, they listen to us and then complain on a regular basis.
Oh, do they? Yes. Well, and have a bitch about it.
Well, they say how great your show is, which it is.
Mike, are you listening to this? Are you listening to this, Mike?
It's a good show.
Well, we
show.
Have a laugh and we never slag you off.
No, you don't. Your fans do.
Ah. Actually, Mike, we do. We do slag them off, don't we? Regularly. We're always bitching about Arsenal. And then it's all good stuff. And of course, you do that with Alan Davis.
Yes.
And you're an old friend of Alan's, I presume.
Absolutely.
You go back a ways,
no,
actually, don't
certainly
you?
We do, yeah. Sit together down the Emirates, yeah.
Oh, do you actually sit together?
Oh, yeah.
Are you actually next to each other?
Actually next to him. And Ian Stone and Teo, we're all in a nice little
plenty pocket. Of chatting, I imagine. There's not much going on the pitch. So,
well, a little bit of a doze now and again. Play some Sudoku.
it's a good day out, isn't it, Keith?
It is, and then it gets spoiled when I have this sort of football.
Yeah, this football thing going on there.
I know, and there's a little bit of shouting, but that dies down after about 5 minutes. Then we wake up and go home.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. The fact that you can, whatever that word is. Thank you for that, Keith. Self-depreciating.
Exactly.
That's all. Jeez. I'm losing the plot here. Terrible. And we have John Sperling with us. I mustn't forget you, John, sitting here.
Absolutely.
Very
right,
politely.
Phil?
Very politely. Well, yes.
Nice to meet you, Phil.
John,
all right.
Lovely to have you
also
on the show.
Also from
Matt.
The dark side, I hasten to add.
Well, I'm getting hit because John's actually written a fantastic book. It's a cracking good read about the, it's the history of the World Cup, actually. It's called Death and Glory. And it's the dark history of the World Cup. We all know about, as you said earlier, mate, the Gazzers and the crying and all the rest of it, and the Jeff Hurst and the goal that wasn't a goal, blah, 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 all that. But that you go into, it's great stuff. It really is a good read. It's published by VSP, is it?
Yeah, Vision Sport Publishing.
That's
yeah.
It, mate. And it is a good read. And there's some great chapters in there about stuff maybe people wouldn't know about. For example, Zaire, the when they played in 74, wasn't it? 74, was it?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Against Brazil. And, of course, the crazy man who kicked the ball at the free kick, who ran out of the wall and hoofed it upfield.
That's right. The other night it was BBC One with Colin Murray. They'd matched the day, and they almost put that moment to Benny Hill kind of music. And it surprised me really, because what happened was before the game, the Zaire team were threatened by Mobutu. They'd lost 9-0 to Yugoslavia.
Hard to put fear.
That's right. He hoiked their them all in to one room.
Well, yeah. It was me who actually gave the order. I was around about that time. I was Mobutu's actually right hand man, and I said, if you want to get the best out of this team, a little bit of a death for it doesn't go amiss.
I don't know why we're laughing, because you were. That's the thinking.
Mobutu's henchmen kind of pulled them in, and via Mobutu, they were told, if you lose by more than three, you'll never get back to Zaire again. So they're 3-0 down. Rivellino and Jarzino are lining up, and Wepu and Lunga, the defender, said to me that Rivellino took three steps back. He hitched up his shorts. He got thighs like oak trees.
Yeah, yes.
Twirled his moustache, gobbed on the floor.
Oh,
got ready to run up,
Rivellino.
And Mwepu Olunga just ran out the ball and kicked the ball away, because he was panicking. He knew the rules, which most people claim he didn't, but the problem was that he was absolutely bricking it.
Right, now you see, that explains it, doesn't it?
It does.
If you know the context of it, yeah. I mean, we had no idea about all that, you know,
no.
And obviously you've gone to talk to this guy.
That's right.
I do feel the word henchman's a little bit emotive. I think, you know, you like to think advisors was our, that's what we called them. You know, I think henchman's a little bit harsh.
But I was thinking you must have done a lot of travelling to do this book.
I've been to the South American countries like Haiti, Colombia, Argentina, Brazil, into Haiti.
That was so tragic, that one, that chapter on Escobar.
Yeah, that's right.
Andre Escobar.
That's right.
And he actually got shot.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe he actually did, but he did get shot.
Yeah, the ultimate sort of World Cup scapegoat, really.
Was that a drugs cartel related thing, the guy who shot him?
The guys who shot him, the Medellin brothers, they were drug barons in Medellin.
But
it wasn't actually because of a drugs issue. It was a parking lot bust up gone wrong with drug barons. So it just summed up what Colombia was like at the time.
And they had a decent side, actually, didn't they?
They did.
With Freddie Rincon and Valderrama and those kind of people.
The problem was, though, Pelé tipped them to win the World Cup. And the minute Pelé tips you to do anything, it goes the other way. And you say in the book
he's not the greatest...
Tipster.
That's right. It was an interesting thing that you said there, actually, I thought.
You did say
that, didn't you?
I did indeed say that.
Because when Pelé comes out with... it's usually wrong, is it?
Oh, God, yeah, it always
absolutely.
Is, actually. You're right there.
Chaps, brings us... And we'll talk about it more in a minute, but brings us to today's... Well, this is when we're recording it, but I don't know if you can call it a shock, but Brazil, 5-time winners, are on the plane home, or they will be, having been defeated by Holland.
That's right.
What do you think of that, Keith? Is that a big shock for you, mate?
Well, it was, because I see them score, and they seem to be cruising. I was upstairs, up above, and we are on 1-1, you come down, and then they get a guy sent off. They totally lost the plot. And it was that typical thing. Everything's going smooth, and then as soon as they lost the player, they imploded. But the guy got sent off. Well, he had to go. And you think, well, why are you doing this? You know, so they shot themselves in the foot. It was mad.
Yesterday, the Brazilian press was saying that this is the way to go with defensive approach. Now the Brazilian press will get Dunga out, probably, and they'll go back to how they were.
But they looked like they were getting it right. They looked the team.
Yeah, that's right.
You can only turn around and blame the players.
They were solid at the back, and they had some great attacking players, Fabiano and Kaká and people. They were all set, actually, didn't they? They looked better than Argentina, to be honest, because they have a more solid defence. But now they're gone.
Yeah.
So it just shows you, doesn't it?
It's a pretty ordinary World Cup where the ultimate
talent...
In terms of excitement, you mean,
as well?
That, like, Kaká and Messi haven't really turned it on. I mean, has there been a star player yet?
No, there's no one.
You go, wow. There's normally someone who's not a star player who suddenly comes through.
Let's
get this guy. But that hasn't happened, has
like
it?
Like Rossi in 82,
yeah,
something like that.
Somebody who's just come through on a dark side, but that hasn't happened. But
No, Schillaci in 90.
Scoring
all the goals. I suppose it's been reasonably ordinary, but a World Cup is a World Cup, John, and there's something magical about World Cup. I mean, Keith, how many do you go back? How many can you remember, mate?
I can go back to the 1971, you know, with the Brazil. I can go back that far.
Well, now that was the first one I saw in colour.
Yes.
I remember that, watching colour. It was astonishing, watching Brazil-England.
Yeah.
England in all white.
All white. And
the
Bobby
heat.
Moore
you
and
feel the heat through the
could,
of Leon at midday. They were playing in midday, the midday heat, because of television in this country.
That's right, yeah.
And the tackle by Bobby Moore, and then just the way he just stood up, looked up and passed it and pinged it. Oh, man, you know.
It's just class. But I mean,
and the bank save. And, yeah, just World Cup. Don't they mean a lot to you? World Cups from your boyhood and that.
Yeah,
there's something magical about it, wasn't
there,
John?
Yeah.
Everyone has a rites of passage World Cup. Mine was 82 with that brilliant Brazil team that didn't actually
win the trophy. I love that Brazil team.
Yeah.
I love that Brazil team.
Zico and Adair
and Socrates.
And then
Holland got to the final and they got done by the Germans.
Well,
yeah.
This is it, the Dutch. Two finals in a row. Yeah. Is it extraordinary?
And how many people they got in Holland? What, about 30, 40 people?
I know.
That's
could they win it at the 12, 14? How much? 48, isn't it?
At a push.
At a push. And some of them are one person.
Exactly.
You know, not being funny,
but they double up.
I don't know what that means, but anyway. Yeah, but I think also now, I think the Dutch have a chance to win also the football.
Oh, for sure.
I think they can, yeah. It's normal. You know, I think they can do the World Cup. They can have a load of drugs
and then kick back and have a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, and watch a live lesbian show, sir.
Crazy football.
Yeah, crazy football. It's crazy football. I was in this position. I was in a very strange position. I had Edwin van der Sar say that once. I was in a strange position.
Did you say Huntelaar, though? He could have made
Huntelaar.
It. Huntelaar, yeah. That was a great moment. He could have made
what
it 3-1. All he had to do was pass it to the guy, and he. It's the power of it. And I'm thinking, I'm so glad we didn't buy him.
But it didn't. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
It was crap.
I mean, what's going on kind of undermines Scotland's argument. They're a small country because the population-wise, Uruguay, who have shone this World Cup,
totally.
Are Scotland size.
No, it does.
Holland not much bigger. You know?
Paraguay.
Well, that's a good call.
Exactly.
That's a good call, mate.
Exactly.
What is it, do you think, John? You know, you've written, you've extensive research, et cetera, et cetera. Uruguay fascinate me, actually, in a way, particularly from the early history of the World Cup. They were very much there, and they won it in their own country, the very first one, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how fixed that was or whatever, but it was all in their favour, wasn't it? The groups and stuff. I don't know. Was it the first one?
Yeah.
There wasn't many European sides.
1950 was more in their favour. 1930 was kind of, but
in their own country then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Montevideo, the final, wasn't it?
That was their kind of, that was the 100 years since they split from the British Empire. They had to win that World Cup.
British Empire, Uruguay.
And they faced Argentina in the final. And Argentina was on its knees in the Wall Street crash. So, you know, Uruguay won it and it was the Battle of River Plate. And
they're big rivals, aren't they?
That's right.
They hate each other, don't they? Uruguay and Argentina.
That's the original South American rivalry. They regard Brazil as interlopers.
Well, Brazil are sort of Johnny come latelys in a way because in 1950, of course, getting onto that World Cup, John, it's hard to imagine the despair that was felt across the nation of Brazil when they lost it because they were actually leading in the final as well, weren't they? But they prepared everything for them to be champions.
That's right.
In their country, in the Maracanã, this cathedral to football, you know. And the Uruguayans came along and spoiled the party.
That's right.
And beat them.
They built the Maracanã. It was supposed to show the new multiracial Brazil with the black goalkeeper and black defenders.
Because before that, they never used to use the black players. Is that right?
That's right.
Really?
That's right. And
And
the final game wasn't exactly the final. It was the final of the group game.
It was a group thing. And there was the first and second teams in the group played final match.
That's right. And Brazil took the lead, but they never looked comfortable and they froze on the day, basically.
Well, they did because of the pressure.
And
the cold.
That's right.
And the cold. No, that probably wasn't true, actually.
Oh, you say that, Phil.
No, you say that.
You say that.
But it's hard to believe. And Brazil didn't start winning until 58 in
That's
Sweden.
Right. That's right.
Of course.
And the players had been given watches beforehand saying world champions. I mean, how's that?
That's not a good look.
That's not good.
You've played the match.
That's
you know.
Right.
That's like putting little flags on your van.
Now, right. Okay, now, Keith, are you not finding that slightly sad now when you see the England flags? It's like...
Should be a rest home for them because they're all there in the gutter, you know. Like
all a bit last week.
Little
really?
Advert, you know. Where's Flaggy? Oh, if you've seen a discarded flag, bring it in. We'll give it a home. Maybe stitch it to another one.
You know, getting closure on that. The FA have decided, you know, it didn't take them 2 weeks, but they've decided, of course, to hang on to Fabio Capello. So he will now take us into Euro 2012. And do you think this is good? All right, Keith, what do you think, mate?
Well, I'll tell you about something about England.
Go on, mate.
Right, I'll tell you. Where are England players now? I'll tell you where they are. They're in a nightclub in Hertfordshire, right? Gulping back Bollinger champagne, sniffing jazz salts off the thighs of young Essex maidens, while shouting at waiters saying, get me another swan, this one's burst, right? They couldn't do it for their country. They couldn't do it for themselves. They couldn't do it for the orphans holding abandoned puppies. Where are they now? Dead, laying in the street next to the England fans who were trampled to death by fat Germans riding a pig. Right? I'm saying it's time to gather into a howling mob, hold burning torches, and grab hold of some England players. Or maybe we should just roll our eyes and go, cool, I don't know, better luck next year. What do you think?
Okay, well, there's the voice of reason. Yes. I wish you didn't sit on the fence. Tell me what you really fit. The thing with Keith, I mean, it's all a bit wishy-washy, that,
it
mate.
It was a bit liberal, wasn't it?
Nice one, Keith. That's great. seriously, though. But that is serious.
It is
what
serious.
You just said there, mate.
We hate them.
Is it good? All right, no, but is it good, the fact that we've retained Fabio? We'll see, won't we? But they obviously cannot get rid of him. Of course they can't. No. It's too much. You can't
too
pay
much
him.
Luca.
No, in this day and age, maybe in another era, it might have been okay. But now, it wouldn't have been a good look to weigh him off, because they've had to weigh him off, you know.
To be
large
honest,
lump,
like,
it, you know?
My opinion is you could have had Arsene Wenger, Ferguson and Mourinho all running the team at the same time. We would have had exactly the same result. They're a bunch of useless parasites, right? And
Do you really think so? Oh, come on, what is the problem there?
They're useless.
We can't hold on to the football. That's the problem.
No,
it's
they're
technique,
useless.
Isn't it?
No, they're useless. We'd be better off getting a bunch of championship players and going, there you go, go out and give it your best. All they do is suck on the World Cup tit. They do it before and they do it after. They're a bunch of useless, no good,
John,
parasitical tossers.
Well, that's, again, Keith sitting on the fence. I hate the way he does that. He must be a Libran. But I've never heard of the...
Sorry, it's been stored up since last week. This is my only opportunity to get it out.
But it is good and it's okay to feel, Keith. Now, and the thing is, I agree with you. I've never, in your book, you don't do it. There's not a chapter on the World Cup tit.
There is not a
no,
World Cup
Now, did the Uruguayans bring the World Cup tit in for all of us to suckle on? Maybe not, but I love the idea of a World Cup tit. I think that's...
It's got some mileage in it.
It has got some mileage in it. But what do you think, John? What's your feelings on the fact we're retaining Capello? It was inevitable, obviously. Is it good? Is it bad? I mean, we don't know, do we? We'll see, but what do you think?
I think the problem is, as you say, who do you pay him off? Pay him off.
Yeah.
What out there is any better? And they're talking about bidding after players. Well, who's going to come in that's any better than the lot we've got at the moment?
That's the problem,
isn't it? I think that a lot of these players are kind of like the English spine that run through either Chelsea or Man United or Liverpool. And actually, they are overhyped. They're made to look better at their clubs by the foreign players that
they
surround
are.
Them.
It's so true, isn't
they
it?
Actually
that has been highlighted,
and those
it?
Television adverts where they're juggling
right.
a can of Coke.
That's right.
They really look good doing that.
That's right. And they take two touches, whereas the likes of Spain or Uruguay or Brazil take one. And then you can close them down
I
so
know,
easily.
That you watch the way they play, like Spanish, for example, the way they move the ball really quickly and they're all comfortable.
Oh, that old speed ploy there.
Yeah,
I know.
But we can't pass the bloody thing.
But I was watching Argentina and Mexico.
We can't pass.
We should be able to. Though. They're good players, aren't they? I thought.
But even
they?
The Mexicans the other night, lost to Argentina, they're so much better than England.
Yeah.
They move the ball
Paraguay,
quickly.
Algeria.
No, they're all over. No, Keith, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, basically, we're going backwards, aren't we? Clearly, we are going backwards.
How are we ever going to be contenders?
How are we ever going to be?
Just got to build up a body of youth and just say, right, this is it.
Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
We're using them as an example,
yeah,
obviously,
because
they look so much better than us, and they well deserve to win now. Right. I know there was a disallowed goal, blah blah blah. But
yeah, 2-1 with about 30 minutes left. You just think, come on, lads, play it cagey, don't go mad. But then, as soon as the commentator says John Terry roaring into the box, you think, what's he doing there?
I know, mate.
When I was on my travels in South America, one of the things that's come out is that in Brazil and Argentina, at kids' games, if parents shout anything detrimental from the sidelines, they're banned permanently. You know, your classic English schoolboys game where it's effing leg from the
sidelines. I've been to a lot of them.
In South America and Holland, they're banned from playing competitive games until they're about 10. They just enjoy kicking the ball, playing with the
ball. Keith, don't you think, it goes back to that old, get rid of it! You know, that's what you hear from them. Get rid. What are you doing?
His leg.
Yeah, all that, you see. It's all about power and speed still, isn't it, with us? Yeah. It still is. And the game's passed us by, mate.
Well, you've still got, in the Premiership, you've still got a body of managers like Pulis, McCarthy, Allardyce, that's still boot it, get in their face. You look at Roy Hodgson, now with Fulham. No money, but still play a great, great game of football.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's great a good game example, of football. Yeah.
But you look at the Pulises and all that mob of that world, it's just boot it, run, go on, get in their face, break his leg, smash him one.
And that's it. The interesting thing you say, the youngsters in Argentina and Brazil, it's a different culture, isn't it?
That's right. They're encouraged to sort of love the ball, aren't they? A lot of the kids, they play in the streets. They're called the Peebs, like Maradona or Messi, who grew up on the streets, and the ball bounces at irregular intervals.
They've got 20 against 20,
and you've got to fight for the ball. You've got to love the ball.
Isn't that fantastic?
Whereas English players got it too easy when they're kids on better pitches these days. I don't know.
I'm in favour of a winter break, to be honest. Everyone's always the player. Yeah, I mean, it's freezing cold going down the Emirates, watching Bolton.
I'd rather not have to do that. You know, we're not going to the Emirates anyway.
But you've been down at White Hart Lane, freezing your nuts
off. What, a night game is when you think, Carling Cup. But you go, don't you? Because you've got your season ticket.
Yeah, you go. But you think, you know, a nice 3 week break wouldn't give you a rest, wouldn't it?
No, we could do with a rest.
Yeah, exactly.
Never mind the players. What about the fans? There should be a winter break.
Just for us.
Yes, come on.
They can carry on playing. We'll have a break.
Right. I've unplugged myself or something's happened. Mike, you got some odds, mate.
Yes, I have. Yet again, you're back in the room.
2-3
For new listeners, we've got a deal with Paddy Power. Sign up, get a free £20 bet. And obviously, it's all completely changed again today after the Holland winning. Holland before the tournament were 12-1. A lot of people were backing them. They're now joint favourites with Spain at 9-4 to win the World Cup. Argentina now 4-1, Germany 11-2, Uruguay 12-1, Ghana 25s, Paraguay 50. So if you haven't had your free bet yet, go to paddypower.com/World Cup, sign up, have a free £20 bet. What do you reckon on those odds? I still think Argentina. I think Uruguay each way now. I think we're talking about Uruguay there.
Oh, mate, I am.
Why not? Yeah. You know, Uruguay have got. I think they've got a very good chance of reaching the final.
I do think so. What's their route through? Actually, should they beat Ghana then Spain? Is it or semi?
I can't remember.
It would be the Dutch in the final, I suppose.
I think it would be.
That's doable for them, mate. I tell you, if they can get there.
As you said, John, I think it would be such a good story.
Yeah.
There's something, you know, Uruguay have been there right at the inception of this tournament, the World Cup, you know, and they have history.
They've got this view that because of the size of their country, it's always David against Goliath. And they won two World Cups, the 30 and 50, and they see no reason why they can't do it this time.
I know, it'd be terrific.
I'm not short on confidence.
No, I think it'd be terrific for the game. We know Brazil are out now.
Yeah.
And the remaining teams, Paraguay, Spain, Argentina, West Germany, you know, who would you look at? I mean, obviously Argentina, they're playing with a bit of joy, aren't they? They're enjoying it, aren't they?
Yeah, the father of the bride on the sidelines.
Fantastic. Maradona's doing a terrific job. Yeah. I don't know how much he's coaching them, but he's there. he's cuddling them.
That's his work.
It works.
Yeah.
He's not worried about letting goals in and stuff, I don't think.
Haven't seen Argentina when things have started to go against them yet.
As happened with Brazil, of course, today. Maybe that could...
Could happen, yeah. I mean,
the Germans will give them a game, won't they?
They definitely will. That's when it's going to be a tie. I think this is the one where you see if Argentina have got the steel in them or not.
Yeah, I think so. They come through this one.
And then they're the ones.
Yeah, you have to say.
I've got one more thing, Phil, actually, which also just come in, really good odds. Schneider now, got a player of the tournament, is now 5-1. Robin, who I thought was very one-footed today, to be quite honest, 8-1 to be player of the tournament. So again, you want that free £20 bet. Might be worth having on one of those player of the tournament.
Yeah, he's a lovely player, Schneider, though, isn't he?
Can I quickly plug Phil, your own show's coming up?
Yeah,
Phil
do. Cornwell, come on, get it in.
We'll be appearing at a theatre near you. Friday, 16th of July, Tower Arts Centre, Winchester. Phil Cornwell and his hilarious voices. Box office 01962 867 986. If you're a Londoner, Monday, 19th of July, downstairs at the Albany on Great Portland Street, 7:30. Go to unrestrictedview.co.uk.
Oh, I'm getting nervous.
If you're in Scotland, Edinburgh, the whole of August at Le Mans Hotel, George Street, go to edfringe.com to buy tickets to see Phil Cornwell. There we are. All my plugs
that's
done.
Good. Get it. Oh, no, good. That's important. That's the most important one.
Right. Yeah.
Did you do it properly? I was sort of looking at this bit of paper here. This thing here, I've got a thing here, chat. Stevie G says, no smoke without fire.
That old rumour, eh?
Well, what's that about then? I don't know about that.
I don't know. No, just told about it a few months ago.
Right. Really?
Barristers.
Oh, is he? Oh, hang on. How much influence did the rumours that a tabloid has an injunction out to prevent the paper revealing that a senior England player has been having an extramarital affair with a teenage girl on our campaign?
Oh.
Well, at the World Cup?
Yeah.
He was having a... was he? What, Stevie G?
Allegedly, yeah.
Do you know something about this, Keith? Well, you were there.
I was just told.
You set it up.
At the end of the season, actually, by a certain, you know, well-known sort of man in the law that certain injunctions had been in place.
I mean, is there a problem here, or is it all right? No, Keith, is it all right? Keith, is it all right, mate?
I don't know. I don't want to be sued. I've only got my house.
Okay, mate. All right. Maybe we'll leave it.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll leave it. Yeah. How long did it take you to write the book, John?
About a week.
God.
Okay. You had the original idea. Did you just have the idea one day? Oh, hello. That would be good. The Dark Side of the World Cup.
I've been doing interviews for sort of 442, whatever, for about 10 years. And then I had the idea they were about
separate ones.
2 years ago. But such was publishers' faith in England that everyone waited till England had qualified for the World Cup because they didn't trust them to qualify because they hadn't qualified for Euro 2008. So I had to, in the end, write it in about 6 months flat. So it was busy time.
That's quite quick for a book, though. But all that white powder you brought back from South America was that helped, didn't it? Those long nights, dear. A little bit more white sugar in
it. Needed energy, you did. Yeah, that's right.
Slightly overwritten, but it's, you know. as you do.
Yeah.
I wish this was a telly show because you could see the visuals there. Keith's laughing, he knows he's been there. Not anymore.
Not anymore, mate. Happy days.
What was it? Yeah, who paid for the travelling?
Me.
Good.
Yeah, all paid for by me.
Oh, mate, no big advance going
and
off.
Nothing at all, no.
That's what, honestly, that's what my mind, that's how my mind works. I was thinking, God, he's gone to all these places. I wonder if he paid for himself.
No, I did. I paid for it all before because I hadn't even got a commission when I went to places like Uruguay.
Fair play to you.
That's
Colombia. Courage, that is, isn't it?
I always thought I'd get a commission out of it. I hoped I would.
You did?
I did.
The VSP stumped up.
VSP stuck by it. Others said, oh, it'll never work. Oh, I don't know.
They've done some good in VSP, man. They've done some good in
good publishers.
Said to the Whiteman kids, I'm off, going to South America, write a book about football. Bye.
They were pretty rushed trips, I've got to say. It was sort of 3 or 4 days snatched here and there.
So you went to Uruguay?
Been to Uruguay. I've been to Haiti before the earthquake. Been Argentina, Brazil, Colombia.
Yeah. How did you find Uruguay, the stadium and stuff? Did you see the stadium?
It was weird because it's crumbling.
Yeah, I know.
It's right near
that's
the river plate.
Still crumbling.
Corrosive salt air. And it's set in parkland, so it's a really quaint little stadium. But we saw Penarol play their Uruguayan team, and they played
I've heard of them. They're massive, aren't they?
Yeah, some, you know, little
outfit. What sort of crowd?
About 20,000 in about a 75,000 crowd. But then when they play Argentina, it's suddenly full again, and that's why it's called the Coliseum of South America. But I only saw it on a quiet, drizzly day. It didn't have quite have the
they the love their they football. And did we
they
bring
love it.
Did we bring football to them?
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah. I mean, if you look at other South American countries like Argentina, it was the Italians and the Spanish that brought their distinctive style to them. The English brought football to Argentina and Brazil.
We brought the ball.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not the style of play.
The ball.
No. Well, we did, and then they ditched it within about 6 months. They will find their own, thanks very much.
Yeah. I love what they've done with it, the game,
That's right.
Just the fantasy of it.
That's right.
Think they could give it back to us?
We've got to go and claim it, mate. We've got to go and claim it, my son, haven't we, really?
How do we do
that? So coming up, I don't know, nick it.
Can we get a hybrid team?
Hybrid team?
Yeah, English manager, but foreign footballers.
Oh, that's a new idea, isn't it?
Don't have to have English footballers. Just
why don't we do that?
The start of Manuel Almunia, right? Because he volunteered his services.
Let's not go down that route again.
We'll pass on that.
Did it all, didn't he?
He did.
We could have Pachenko and Gomez in goal.
Gomez in goal, yeah, we could have that, yeah.
Because Pachenko's a Geordie, as we know.
Yeah. Aye. Aye, Pavlyuchenko, Roman, Pavlyuchenko, like, aye. He's from Gete, I believe, you know. Fabregas hasn't actually played, as he, for Spain, or as he came on, didn't he? It's interesting they don't use him. He's such a good player. They haven't used him.
No.
Well, they're sort of going, we're so good, you know.
I know. Well, I know, that's what I mean. Yeah. It's curious. Do you think he'd be gutted about that, or will he have known the score? You know, they've got a good midfield, haven't they?
I think they're preparing him for life in Barcelona.
keep him on the bench. See, there you go.
Is he going to go? Is he going to go? Yeah.
I don't give a toss one way or the other. As soon as they want to leave, they're a dead man walking to me, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, you see, because the club, it's about the club, isn't it?
Yeah.
All this about, how can we manage without?
Do you know, if I was Arsenal manager, right, at the start of every season, I'd get a Real Madrid shirt and a Barcelona shirt, throw it on the floor, piss on it, and I'd say, the next time I see any of you lot in the paper who want to go there, you wear that shirt during training. That's what I'd do.
I don't know what that's anything
to do with the World Cup, but I had to throw it in there.
No, I reckon he'll stay.
I reckon
good value, Keith, isn't he?
I reckon Fabregas will stay.
I think on your show.
I think his views.
I'm not letting you anywhere near it. No, you can, mate.
I think if he was going to go, he'd have gone before the World Cup.
Yeah, no, I think he'll stay. I think so. He will stay, probably, won't he?
Yeah, I think he will. Another year at least. Whether or not it'll be like Ronaldo, like dead man walking his last year at Man U, remains to be seen, but I reckon he'll stay.
Yeah, another trophyless year. Anyway, moving on.
Games in Europe.
Yeah. Shut up.
How many minutes we got?
That was a bit low, wasn't it? That was a bit low, but could be true. Don't think I haven't thought about that, Keith. Come on, mate.
I'll listen to your show.
I bet you're laughing, aren't you? The fact you wait till they get in the group stage.
God, it's Seville.
Anyway, we'll see. I think it'll be an Arsenal Spurs final. Champions League. Can you imagine that?
No, that's worst case scenario. We can't have that. That's
Imagine it. But anyway, just briefly before we terminate the show. It's good use of the word, isn't it? Terminate. We've got Germany, Argentina. John, your thoughts on that? That game.
Argentina have got to win because I want to see more of Maradona. He's what the tournament's about. It's been the only exciting thing about the World Cup so far.
I agree.
I pray Argentina win, and I hope they win the whole thing. Narrowly beating Uruguay.
I'm going to go with Argentina, but do you know what? I've got a sneaky feeling. I'd like to see Paraguay get to the final. And I really kicked myself for not putting a bet for them to get in the semis because they was 11-1. And I think they could be good.
Well, they keep looking at
them. And I just think, do you know what? You know when you get that feeling? They've got a decent team.
There's always one
freak team that gets through, isn't there?
And I like that. I would like that. So you fancy Argentina, really?
Yeah,
realistically. I fancy Argentina,
Yeah, they should, but Germany, they do look good. They do look good, and they are capable of beating them. If Argentina have an off day, or, you know.
I'll be very pleased if Uruguay won it as well.
That brings us to the next game. Uruguay, Ghana, what are we saying there, John?
Yeah. I think Uruguay will win that. I think they've got enough up front. It's ironic, with Forlan lampooned as an imbecile in the Premiership. And look what he's doing. He's a great player.
Yeah.
So I think Uruguay will win.
Yeah, he's having a terrific World Cup. Yeah. And Suarez isn't mad either, is he?
Yeah, that's right.
Keith, you fancy Uruguay now?
Yeah, absolutely, every time, yeah. Ghana look good, but they just got past
fragile,
the Yanks, didn't they?
Fragile.
Just got past
Paraguay, Spain. Okay, John, it's got to be Spain.
I think Spain will win that. I think they'll go through, yeah.
No.
And Keith, what do you think?
Paraguay. No, I'm just...
You're going with the Paraguayans.
Yeah, definitely.
You can get on Paddy Power, Paraguay to beat Spain, 13-2. Have your free 20 quid bet. 13-2 for Paraguay to beat Spain.
Another kidney lost.
Another kidney. Yeah, that's five so far, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't use my own.
No. Oh dear. You never lose it, Dave, do you? No. Anyway, I think it's time to go home and have some tea or something. I reckon. I just want to thank. That was very lame. I want to thank... I could do better than that. Keith Dover, it's been great having you on the show,
mate.
And why don't you come on the Spurs show one day and we can absolutely lampoon you?
Yeah. I'll be...
Mike, what would we do with him, though? What would we do with him if we had him on, though?
Let's beat them first, then he can come on.
Yeah. that's a long wait, then, isn't it?
Oh, is it that long wait? Oh, long wait. Funny man. Yeah, funny man. Like that.
Another 20 years.
The White Hart Lane game. I don't know if you saw that.
You had a parade for that, I believe, didn't you? Open top coat. Get the new DVD. Oh, we beat the Arsenal first time in 15 years.
You see, that's why we won't be having him on, Mike, isn't it? It's just going to be unpleasant, isn't it? Keith, it's been great, mate. Seriously, it's been great having you on. Nice, my mate. Thanks for coming on. And John Sperling, the author of Death and Glory, which is the dark history of the World Cup, which is available, I imagine, in all good bookstores.
It is indeed.
Is it a pretty well distributed, sir?
It is. VSP, the publisher, has done a brilliant job getting it into the
shops.
Oh, nice one, mate. Have you flogged a few?
We have flogged a few.
Yeah, it's
don't
a nice
how many yet.
It's a nice cover as well with the bullet holes.
It's a nice cover. Yeah. We had to get permission off FIFA to do that.
What, to have bullet holes in the trophy?
Because it's like the Queen's head. You can't deface it without permission.
That? They had to clear it.
And you had to fade out the bottom bit of the World Cup on the cover because it's, you know, with the bullet holes, you kind of soiled their image or however you describe it.
But it's a good cover. Did you approve that or something? Or did you say, can we have that cover?
No, the Boys
they
of Vision
do that.
Came out with that.
They do that. Yeah. That's what they do. Fantastic.
Oh, very
but
good.
And how many other books have you done?
I've done 4 all on Arsenal.
Oh, yes, you have, of course.
Done one on Highbury, the Rebels.
Oh, I've seen that, and the history of football in M5 or something. That.
Yeah, that's right.
I see that in the books, that bookstore that's now gone tits up. Sorry. so I don't know why I said that. That's terrible. In Islington, in the thing, what's it called, that bookstore in Islington that was gone there? What's it called?
No idea.
Borders.
Oh, yes.
Borders, it's a great sports section. Gone.
Borders was good for sport.
It's good. Yeah, it was good for sport.
Yeah.
Why don't you do anything on Spurs? Do you not like Tottenham?
Not a big Tottenham fan.
Why not?
It'd be a short book, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, if you're going to write about the North London team, that's who you write about, isn't it? I don't know this.
You could do the history of when Arsenal came over, talk about the read and write, had to use a knife and fork, and it was all that period.
And all this, never got promoted properly. I never understood that.
In fairness, the Highbury books sort of investigates.
Didn't play your way up.
Investigates that, the Highbury book, and it accepts that Sir Henry Norris.
Yeah, Sir Henry Norris at the FA.
The Arsenal legend, more important than Chapman or Wenger. But accepts that he may have done some wrong during that whole
episode. Oh, well, that's good
episode.
Of you. Yeah, got us relegated. Thank you. Yeah, we're really happy about
it
that. Anyway, we better leave it. This is going to come to blows. Love you. Love you very much. See you later. Bye.
Cheers.
Oh, man, that's great.
Get all the links for It'll Go to Penalties at worldcuppodcast.com and get your free £20 bet at paddypower.com/worldcup. Good luck.